Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You have arrived at the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we continue our great cavalcade of guests here on our networks, and we have Dr. Ted Brower with us today. And those of you who have been following me for some time, you say, oh, Dr. Ted's no stranger, but he has good stuff, and I hear that all the time. We do some terrific shows together. Just want to acknowledge the fact that we are now on Red State Talk Radio. Really happy to be there. You know, one of my very good friends, Paul Preston, has the number one digital show in America. He's on that network. They've got great guests there. And that's in addition to what we're doing on Global Star and as well as KYH. And of course, these shows often appear on our podcast service when we're on all the major players. So thank you guys for spreading the word and making our expansion possible. It's because you guys follow us in good numbers is the reason that we're able to expand and with our guests. And, we continue to be censorship-free, and we will be until the FCC comes down on us, and I can't stop that from happening. But right now, you know, we can do things here that we can't do in social media. So we have Dr. Ted here from Health Masters, and we're going to be talking about Health Masters as we go through the show because they're one of our sponsors. And Dr. Ted has kept me off the operating table twice, and I've talked about that extensively in the past. And he said, don't get that knee surgery, Dave. Let me try this. Let me try that. And I thought, what do I have to lose? And so with the knee surgery, I took these supplements. I did these exercises, and voila. No knee surgery, and here I am 17 years later, no knee surgery. So, Dr. Ted, you're the miracle worker, my friend. Welcome to the show.
Dave, thanks so much for having me on. We got a lot of stuff to cover today. I mean, the whole thing now is getting to the point of going full draconian nationwide as far as lockdowns. You know, Biden has just come out now and said that we need to start blaming the unvaccinated for the resurgence of the Delta variant and for the resurgence of coronavirus. And he's ignoring the fact that, 87 to 95% of the people that are coming down with the coronavirus have already been vaccinated and have had no whatsoever protection from this virus by the vaccine. In fact, I think the vaccine is actually giving people coronavirus because it is a spike protein and it massively destroys the immune system and it destroys endothelial lining of the blood vessels, causing all types of vascular damage, including stroke and heart attacks, etc. And so I think a lot of people are coming down with the spike proteins, and shedding from people who have been vaccinated who are coming down, are now being diagnosed with coronavirus and being hospitalized. It's happening all over the place. And personally, I think it's a big cover-up for two separate things. Number one, I really believe the vaccinations are the problem, and I believe that 5G is going to cause all kinds of health issues. And as they are rolling it on and rolling it in and turning it on all around the United States now, we're having more and more and more people being damaged by these microwave frequencies that are having to be bathed in. And I think that a lot of the people will also now blame the damages from the 5G or from the unvaccinated. You know, what we're having here is a separate class. What we've turned into is unvaccinated are lepers. You know, pretty soon we're going to be put in leper colonies, you know, the unvaccinated colonies. We would call them a FEMA camp. And this is where we go. I mean, even this Governor DeSantis now, who we really, really like here in Florida, is talking about how effective the vaccines are, but he's still saying that it's a person's choice whether or not they wish to be vaccinated. I like that. But then you have to realize that Matt Gaetz, the guy who's got all kinds of problems now as far as underage girls, you know, he helped get Ron DeSantis elected. And so we've got a whole bunch of stuff going on with how Ron DeSantis got this limelight, how Gillum basically was taken out of the public office and basically was caught and basically exposed at a meth-induced, you know, gay orgy down there in Miami, and he destroyed his political career. And so we have to ask ourselves a question. Who's pulling the strings from the top end for Ron DeSantis to get such favorable press and to have such prominence in the state of Florida, even though a lot of different media outlets are going after him?
Do you really smell a rat? Let me stop you.
I don't know.
Do you really know yet, Dave?
I don't know. Because, I mean, see, here's the problem. You know, I sent you that link yesterday with the Who. You know, don't get fooled again. Meet the old boss, same as the new boss.
That's the theme song for the Common Sense Show.
Well, you know, what's crazy is, I mean, we don't really, you know, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of rock music anymore, but you know, when I used to listen to rock music, that's probably one of the greatest rock songs ever done. It was actually a song against the Vietnam War is what it was, because the war in Vietnam was such a nightmare. I remember that, so do you. And so what we have here is the same type of scenario I saw with Donald Trump. he's like a sweetheart candidate. He's doing all this stuff, but he's got all this stuff behind him in his past that's got issues. I mean, you know, DeSantis, I believe, went to Yale. You know, was he a member of Skull and Bones? I don't know. I'm asking that question. I mean, I like Governor DeSantis. He seems like a really nice guy, and he's very, very intelligent. He's made some really good decisions for Florida, and now he's got the appeal overturned here with the cruise ships. He can have the cruise ships sail again from Florida, and the people don't have to have COVID pass. He is doing everything perfectly. You know, he really is. And so we have to ask ourselves a question. Is he too good to be true? I don't know. I hope he's not. I hope he's real. I really do, because I'd like to. If he's real, I hate to lose him as our president in 4 years, but, you know, as our governor in 4 years, but he probably will win the presidency of the United States. I don't want to see Donald Trump in office again. I don't. Now, I know a lot of you guys love Donald Trump. All I know is this, and I've talked about on this show so many times. He pushed red flag gun laws. He had the ATF rewrite the legislation on bump stocks, which is ridiculous. Turned them into a machine gun, which is stupid. They're not machine guns. And you know, and he pushed red flag gun laws to all the members of Congress to try to push it nationwide. And he put in more Goldman Sachs, more J.P. Morgan, more CFR members than Obama did. And, you know, I've read the whole list, or not the whole list, part of the list, because it got so long on your show of all the CFR members he's put on. And remember, the Council was started after the fail of the League of Nations, after World War I, by the Rothschild banking cartel and the international banking interests and the high levels of Masonic lodges, which are tied directly together with the Kabbalah network.
Yeah, I know, Ted, hold for a second, because you're getting so far away from the point you made that I got a challenge, because I want to ask you a comparison question. We're all entitled to our opinions. I wrote some criticism of Trump while he served as well, too, and red flag laws was right at the top of the list. But I'm just going to say this. Trump or Biden? Trump or Harris?
Well, no, we're doing the same thing we did before.
No, but if you have no other choice, if those are your choices.
I'm not going to promote Trump. I refuse to do it. Here's why. Here's why I won't do that, Dave. Because this is exactly what they did to us the last time when they set that paradigm up for us. And I had all my Christian friends, no matter what Trump did, no matter who from Goldman Sachs he put in, no matter who he put in, they make a difference. Everybody said, would you rather have Trump or Clinton? Trump or Clinton? Trump or Clinton? And what happened is the patriots sat down on their laurels with Donald Trump, and then they started that psychop cue that you and I both called out as a psychop. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did.
And I lost a bunch of friends, and so did you over that. And it's still a psychop, the same psychop they did in Russia with the Tsar after they killed the Tsar. They started putting information in the press that the Tsar wasn't dead. The Tsar was coming back. The military had control of Russia. That Russia and the Tsar was coming back. The royal family was coming back. That he really wasn't dead. It was all lies. He was deader than a doornail. They machine gunned him and bayoneted him and his family. He's dead. But they're telling him everybody's not dead. You see, and that's the same thing that we run into again. Let's make the choice between, you know, Tweedledee or Tweedledum, and either one of them suck beyond belief. But we got to choose one of them, and that's what they did with Clinton. I heard so many people say, "Well, would you rather have Hillary in? Would you rather have Hillary in?" I remember there was an evangelist. I would mention his name, and you guys would know who he is. He basically is a patriot. I'll give him that. And he kept saying that to me every time I talked to him. He'd say, "No, would you rather have Hillary?" Well, here's the deal: had Hillary been put in the office, we'd have had a massive resistance from the patriots. I mean, because everybody loathed the woman, because everybody knew she was a witch, according to Larry Nichols. And the sad part about it is that we would have had everybody fighting and fighting and fighting for 4 years against what they were doing, just like we are right now with Biden. Everybody's fighting. Alt media has gone through the roof as far as listenership. People know the election was stolen. Had Trump won, we'd have had four more years of there's 176,000 sealed indictments coming our way. Trump's going to arrest everybody and put them in Guantanamo Bay. Hillary Clinton has already been arrested. Bill Clinton's already been arrested. Barack Obama's already been arrested. All lies. Q came up with all of this stuff. All lies. And so people believe that. They believe the narrative. People who claim to be prophets, they've come out and said, oh, if Donald Trump's doing this, and Donald Trump's going to be reinstated, blah, 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 blah. He's not going to be reinstated. The Supreme Court has already ruled that, you know, they're not going to hear any more cases on the election fraud that we know that Trump won. But here's the thing. Who's controlling this narrative? It's, again, the international banking cartels. It's like Otto Constant. I've quoted him before on the show. They control both sides of the narrative to get their desired outcome. They want us to say, I'd rather have Trump than Biden. I don't want either one of them. I'm not picking either one of them. I wouldn't choose either one of them, you know, for anything. And so that's the point. If we choose Trump over Biden again, what's going to happen is we'll go back to sleep again. Patriot movement will go to sleep. Q will come back out. All these things are going to happen and nothing happened. Remember, Donald Trump never stopped the border crisis. He still had thousands and thousands and thousands of people coming across the border. He couldn't get the fence built. He had to have emergency appropriations done. You know, Biden's canceled a bunch of the fencing that was going to be done now. The border crisis never stopped. Donald Trump ordered the troops to go down there and stop it. They refused to listen to him. Donald Trump tried to do a lot his first year. I'll give him that. Until they brought him to heel like a dog on a choke chain. And then he brought that Jared Kushner in, who's a hardcore Kabbalist, Shabbat member, and Ivanka Trump, a hardcore Kabbalist, Shabbat member. She wears that red string around her wrist. And they believe that God's a snake in a tree, that he's an hermaphrodite. And they practice from the Kabbalah or the Zohar, which is the fundamental root work of all witchcraft and secret cults and societies and all of the ancient pagan religions. That's who his daughter is. When is the last time have you ever heard Donald Trump say, let me give you my story on how I accepted Christ. Let me tell you how I went through the sinner's prayer. Let me talk to you about my relationship with Jesus. I've never heard that once. I heard he mentioned the name of Jesus one time on a Christmas celebration thing that he did in 4 years he was in the White House. And I know that he had evangelicals go up there for the first 6 months and pray for him, and then they were few and far between. In fact, my one pastor friend had gone up there, and within 6 months after Trump was in the White House, and I talked to him 2 years later, and I said, have you been back up to the White House? Nope, haven't been back. And, I said, and he never went back for the rest of the 4 years. And remember, it is Donald Trump who basically threw Mike Lindell out of the Oval Office back in January, who refused to listen to Sidney Powell, who would not allow them to do anything as far as to go after the people that had stolen the election. It was Donald Trump who rallied everybody to come to D.C. on January the 6th to protest what had happened, and millions went there. And it was Donald Trump who left after he stoked everybody up and allowed all those people to be arrested and didn't pardon a single individual. And the top leadership of the entire Patriot movement that had gone up to D.C. has been arrested at this point, and many of them, not all of them. So that's Donald Trump. So he allowed us to be lulled into a sleep that basically was detrimental to the entire Patriot movement. So would I rather have Trump or Biden? Neither. They both suck. I don't want either one of them. They're awful. And then do I want DeSantis up there? I hope so. I really do. I hope he's going to be for real. But we'll see what he does if they try to go door to door in the state of Florida with forcing COVID shots. I mean, you think about this for a second, Dave. They're saying 47% of the population had been vaccinated. Now they're saying it's close to 70. That's a lie. That's a total lie. It's probably closer to 30 to 35%, honestly. And so they don't have the manpower. They don't have the physical manpower to go door to door in every single neighborhood for 300 million people to vaccinate people. It would take an army of hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions, to do that particular endeavor. Plus, you got to deal with all of those vaccines being refrigerated, all of those people having to know how to give a vaccine, all of those people trying to convince people to take a vaccine, all of those people being concerned that if they say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong house, somebody's going to get beat up. That's what they're concerned about. They don't have the physical ability to go door to door to door to door. They don't. Now, they can do it in certain neighborhoods, and they can show you, hey, we're doing it here, we're doing it there. You try to do that here down here where I live in Polk County, the people won't even answer the door. They won't even talk to you. And quite frankly, Grady Judd, who's a friend of mine who I really, really like, he's not going to put up with it. He's not going to have some outside agency go door to door and try to force vaccines on people in the state of Florida. So Biden can't get that done. And so the problem is he's got a mandate. They want him to bring 70% of the population to heel with these vaccines. So now he's saying that we have to basically prosecute, persecute, go after, blame, whatever you want to call it, the people who have not been vaccinated as causing this variant to develop, which is a complete and total lie. We're going to have an alpha variant, a beta variant, a Charlie variant, a delta variant, you know, echo variant, a foxtrot variant. We're going to have all these different variants. It won't make any difference. It's all the same thing they're trying to do. It's the same narrative, and they're trying to force people because they may release another variant. They may release a really toxic one.
That's what I want to get into also, too. And I want to just stop there for a second because we got to step aside for a quick break, Ted. We're brought to you by, well, Ted's company, healthmasters.com, and I'm a satisfied customer, folks. And I give great testimonials. In fact, actually, if you go to his homepage, healthmasters.com, they actually have a protocol named after me. I'm so famous now. I feel honored. But anyway, healthmasters.com, day 5 is the coupon code to take off 5% for any purchases. Really helpful staff. I mean, professional, well-trained, but extremely friendly. And I'll tell you, folks, I've turned away from Big Pharma almost exclusively, and I do the old natural. And if we go into a lockdown shutdown, down and the just-in-time delivery stop, you're going to have no choice but to take advantage of Ted's company, because you're not going to get your prescriptions. And even if you can, how many days in a row can you get? 90 days? Yeah. Healthmasters.com. Also, folks, we are brought to you by Noble Gold. And also with them, I was an advertiser, and then I saw the good work they did, and I became a customer. And I said, hey, guys, can you look at my portfolio and tell me how I'm doing? You know, I'm not filthy rich, but just tell me what I need to be doing. And they said, Dave, you've made a lot of mistakes, in our opinion. We recommend 1, 2, 3, and 4, but you have to close the deal because they don't push you. And I went 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I'm pretty bulletproof on my 401k, my IRAs going forward. If you leave those with the business, you leave those with the bank you got it from, and the economy goes topsy-turvy with a hyperinflated dollar, which is coming, you're going to lose everything. And we're all going to take hits, but you can have a softer landing than if you don't prepare. Noble Gold can help you. If you have assets to protect, give them a call. 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And tell them, yours truly, the advertiser turned customer, told you to call. Well, Ted, I want to get into vaccine efficacy. I'm really concerned, and here's what I mean. I look at the CDC website, and one day it says this many people have been injured by vaccines, this many people have caught COVID or the variant who've been vaccinated, and then I come back that same night and the website's changed. What's going on?
Well, the problem that they have is basically the spin. They're having a harder and harder time with more and more people coming down, with more and more people dying, Dave, from the vaccines. Just the other day, we're coming home from Lakeland, and there's a guy, you know, my age, maybe a little bit younger, I'm not sure, laying on the side of the road on a bicycle who just had collapsed and basically either had died or fainted or had a stroke. And, you know, this is happening all over the country. People are having strokes and basically events where the endothelial cells, the inside of the lining of the blood vessels, have been damaged to the point where you start having micro, you know, clots, and these build up inside of the body, and people are stroking and having heart attacks, literally in huge numbers all over the place. And so now, whether he was a vaccine recipient, I don't know. All I know is he's laying on the side of the road. I've never seen that before in all the years that I've been here in Central Florida. So the reality is that they're trying harder and harder and harder to cover up the spin, because you remember Deagle forecasting has said that we're going to be down to 100 million people within 4 years.
Right.
That means a lot of people are going to have to die if that's going to be an accurate forecast. Now, whether that's accurate or if that's another CIA psych up, I don't know. I hope it's not real. But the point is they want to reduce the population of the planet, the population of the world. You know, but how are the other nations of the world? How are they going to feel about us? About the United States, they already hate us anyhow. But when they discover that vaccines, that many of them were developed by American companies and Israeli companies under U.S. government grants, they have literally gifted scores of millions of their citizens with thrombotic organ failure because of clots. And see, this is the problem that we're running into now. All these people are dying all over the world. I mean, millions as far as have been adversely affected. And remember, these charts they have are really, in most cases, only 1% of the actual totals. So that means if millions have been affected, does that mean hundreds of millions have been affected? And my response is probably yes. And they probably have another 20 or 30 of these graphene oxide loaded vaccines that are being in development or have already been developed that are in the pipeline to give to all the people that are unwilling to take a look at what they're doing to their neighbors who are being vaccinated to reduce the population of the planet. Not to mention what the spike proteins are going to do that accumulate inside of the ovaries and inside of the testicles as far as decreasing fertility and stopping pubescence and stopping adolescent development and stopping boys from basically going into puberty, making girls never go into basically puberty, never be able to reproduce and have children. This can be a massive genocide. Our life expectancy dropped more last year in the United States than in 100 years. That's by their own records, because people are dying left and right at younger ages. I know so many people right now, Dave, that are in their 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s that have terminal cancer. Now, a lot of this is caused from glyphosate, which is Roundup. You know, their Roundup causes cancer, period. It causes like 20 different types of cancers. And there's all kinds of lawsuits, literally thousands of plaintiffs all over the world suing Monsanto and suing Bayer for Roundup. You know, it's monstrous how big these claims are, because so many people are dying. And what glyphosate does is to a human is the same thing it does to a plant. When it gets inside of the system of the plant, it prevents the absorption of certain nutrients. And when it does that, that plant literally starves to death. And it does it a little more slowly in a human being, and it starts decreasing the absorption of certain minerals that are necessary for the body to maintain health. See, in our bodies, we have big mineral reserves. But once those mineral reserves start to be depleted, our body starts to deteriorate at a very quick rate. 25 to 30% of my high school classmates are dead. They're dead. I'm 65 years old. I graduated back in 73. And I can't believe it. I mean, you go to the class reunion, and there's all these pictures of all these dead classmates. It's a nightmare. And those are the ones that we could find. So we don't even know actually how many are dead, and so many more of them have all types of horrible, debilitating health issues. You know, I'm still running around. I feel great. I mean, I still work out 6 days a week. I mean, I have tremendous energy, tremendous output. I haven't drunk any coffee today. I feel absolutely wonderful. I mean, I feel so good all the time, most of the time, that Sharon's always saying, Ted, you got to slow down. You got to slow down. And I'm 65. But then again, I do all kinds of things to keep my body healthy. I take vitamin E every day to keep my blood thin. I take an acetylcysteine to help maintain healthy integrity of the endothelial cells on my blood vessels. So if I get exposed to somebody who basically has been injected and is shedding spike proteins, it's not going to affect my blood vessels. I take nitric oxide supplement. It's called HGH stimulate every single day to make sure that I maintain high levels of oxygen in my blood. In fact, one of the major studies, major periodicals, which talked about the acetylcysteine and the nitric oxide, all that information was scrubbed out of the study. The study is still there, but all the information giving the conclusions of the researchers is gone. It's not there anymore. And, you know, we promoted that, we posted it on the show, but now the actual archives have been changed because the FDA came in and said, somebody came in and said, you can't be saying this. You know, it's a few months ago they were trying to take the N-acetylcysteine off the market. And now whether they do it or not, I don't know. I don't think so. But it's phenomenal for maintaining endothelial function, the inside of the blood vessels. And it also, remember, there's also endothelial cells on the inside of the intestinal tracts. And see, a lot of these animals that were given the spike proteins, this is why they all died from basically sepsis, is that when they were given the spike proteins, it attacked the endothelial lining of the intestinal tract, and they started getting leaky gut real bad, and the contents of the intestinal tract leaked into the body cavity, causing sepsis, and every single cat and every single ferret tested died of sepsis, all of them. See, so this is the problem. This is a eugenics protocol, bar none. It's I've never seen anything like this before. I mean, this is like 9/11 was a bedtime story compared to the release of this stuff. That's how bad this is. All right. Well, what they're doing to us is unbelievable. World War II is going to end up being a bedtime story. What this stuff's going to do if they try to get to the full level of its implementation, and there's 20 or 30 shots, and everybody starts dying. So what's going to happen is, this winter, when people get exposed to the flu or the colds or whatever, they get exposed to the coronavirus, their bodies are manufacturing spike proteins already, and the body won't see the cold or the virus as something that's abnormal for the body, and it won't produce antibodies against it, and they'll die of sepsis in most cases if they get really sick. It's going to be unprecedented, the amount of people that are going to die this fall and this winter from basically the spike proteins and from the injections. And what they'll do is exactly what they've already done, which is what I told everybody they're going to do 6 months ago. They're going to blame all of it on the unvaxxed. It's the unvaxxed that have done this. The unvaxxed have caused this. The people who won't take the vaccines have done this. And it doesn't matter what the statistics say. The people that have been vaccinated will believe the lie. And pretty soon they're going to start having massive, 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 you know, persecution of people that have not been vaccinated if we don't stand our ground. And that's why I talked about it. Dave Dobbelmeyer came out with a really good, really, really good article this past week. And he talked about fear of faith. And he said that fear and faith are like fire and water. They cannot occupy the same space at the same time. Either you're going to have fear or you're going to have faith, but you can't have both. And see, that's what we have to do. We have to stand our ground for what we believe now as far as what we're willing to do and what we're willing not to do. At this point in time, my line in the sand has been the vaccines. You know, I tolerated the lockdowns. We lived here in Florida. Then DeSantis opened us back up after a few months. It was great. We've been back open for a year now. But we tolerated the lockdowns because I thought, well, they're not forcing me to do something. They're not forcing me to take a vaccine. They're not coming to my house and forcibly injecting me. But so if they want to have businesses closed down, it's entirely up to them. Now,
is there any evidence that when they come to your house, they actually are forcibly vaccinating people, or are they planning to do it? What's your answer to that?
I haven't seen any of that, Dave. All I've seen, basically, is they come in and try to convince you. They bring a couple of people in a group, and they try to talk about how great it is, and then they have a person come in behind them once you've agreed to be vaccinated, who basically is some type of medical person who comes in and injects you. But like I said, though, that's very, very, very labor-intensive. You got to go door-to-door to try to convince people. Are you kidding me? And here's the other thing. What if the person at the house says, I've already been vaccinated? How do they prove you haven't been vaccinated? What if the person at the house has already had coronavirus like I've had, and they basically are immune to it for that particular variant, and now they say, we've already had coronavirus? Okay, so all these different people are going to have all these different responses, and there's no way to prove that they didn't get a shot down at the local Walmart. You know, unless they've got some kind of giant vaccine database, which they may have already developed. Most of the government stuff is pretty disorganized. So how are they going to determine all that? So this is a giant undertaking. So what they're trying to do is still do it from a psychological standpoint. Remember what William Casey, the head of the CIA, said. He said, we will know that we've done our job with the government, with the people of the United States, with everything that everybody believes is a lie. You know, it's silly. I mean, the whole thing's just silly. It's like these two space shots that happened supposedly the last couple of weeks. I doubt and question any of these things they're doing, because everything they tell you is a lie, so why would you believe anything else they tell you? They're doing things up in space they don't want us to know about. They don't want us just floating around up 60, 70 miles up there. Plus, what is it? The whole entire thing lasted 15 minutes? 15 minutes? And they're telling us that the first one that went up was a plane that had rocket engines that flew 3,000 miles an hour to get 70 miles up in the air and they came back down. The military doesn't even display that type of technology with the F-22 Raptors or the F-35. So they're telling me that their technology is more advanced than the military. I mean, all of this stuff is just a bunch of obfuscation, a bunch of lies to keep our minds off of what's happening with the injections, keep our minds off of what's going on with the spike proteins, keep our minds off of what's going on with the 5G towers being put up everywhere else, Dave, and keep our minds off what they're actually doing to us from a satanic standpoint. I mean, this entire group is a bunch of Kabbalists, Luciferians. That's all they are. They're basically practicing the ancient Canaanite religions of bloodletting sacrifices and the sacrifice of children and infants. They're sickos.
Did you hear Joe Biden slip and mention children's blood? What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I don't. First of all, it's the ramblings of a senile. You know, he's got dementia. I mean, the senile dementia fool is what he is. I mean, he's always been an idiot. And we always know he's had some kind of weird thing with young children. He's a sicko. He's a pervert, okay? So him talking about the Republicans drinking blood and sucking blood out of children, I mean, if you guys missed that, you need to hear it. It's all over YouTube and all over everywhere now. I mean, it was like a little 30 seconds, like a 10-second slip. So I don't know what to make of that, Dave. Is that something that he thinks someone else is involved in? Is that something he thinks that he knows somebody else who's involved in? Why in the heck would a sitting president of the United States even say something like that? I don't know. But the whole thing about it is that we've got a group of Kabbalists, Luciferians, synagogue of Satan, the Bible calls them, that are running the planet right now through the central banks. They're the ones who have the Cosa Nostra, basically, that they've controlled, and all the mafioso groups, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, the Russian mafia, the Chinese mafia. And they operate and control all of these guys pretty much out of Tel Aviv. And they own and control the distribution grids and networks of all these mafioso groups as far as running the money back into the central banks, into these giant banks all around the world that are constantly getting busted for slinging and cleaning up dope money. You see it all the time. And see, this is what's going on. $1.5 trillion of Afghan heroin. That's what it was a few years ago, maybe higher now. The third largest commodity in the world is behind oil and natural gas is Afghan heroin. And it's all controlled via the mafia through the CIA when darn government went to bed with Lucky Luciano during World War II to protect the docks of New York. It all started right there. So all of this stuff is all tied together with the organized crime networks and Federal Reserve networks, banking houses that run the planet. So if we don't believe that, then we're just living in some kind of fantasy world, which most Americans do. They live in a fantasy world. You know, they have normalcy bias. They think it'll all get back to normal again. It's going to all be okay again, even though their friends are dropping dead. My mother-in-law, you know, almost all of her friends are vaccinated. They're dropping like flies. She said about four or five more of them dropped dead in the last 2 weeks. You know, then she said, I can't believe this. You're all dying. They're all the ones who've been vaccinated. I'm like, well, yeah,
I
told you
it's happening. I hear you. And this is a question I got to ask you, Ted, and prevail upon your expertise. In your humble opinion, and I know you got to draw general conclusions to this, when people take the vaccine, on average, how long do they have to live?
I had Sherry Tenpenny on the Ted Dawson Brewer Show a couple of weeks ago. And she said 2 to 3 years, you know, when I talked to her personally. Now, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing about it is I personally think you can mitigate it with N-acetylcysteine, vitamin C, a cod liver oil, you know, zinc, you know, nitric oxide, HGH stimulate. I think you take all of those supplements and massively reduce the endothelial damage from the blood vessels. And I believe that can be done. So again, it depends on what the person's willing to do. I had a dear friend of mine from college, you know, and she listens to the show, and she's a good friend. She's my age. She's 65, 66 years old, and her husband's a complete and total, he's not an alpha male. He's kind of a beta boy. And he basically wanted her to get vaccinated. Her daughter wanted her to get vaccinated. And she knew what the vaccines did because she'd been listening to the show, but she went ahead and had both shots done because her daughter had told her that she could not basically, how should I say, see the grandchildren anymore until she got vaccinated, even though the vaccinations don't stop any COVID spread. And she did it. And then she called me up and said, I don't know what to do. I've had to take the vaccine. And I'm like, okay. She goes, well, I want you to pray that it doesn't damage me. I said, how do you pray that? I said, I don't know how to pray that. I said, you're going to have to write the prayer out. You intentionally did something that you know you shouldn't do, and now you're asking God to mitigate it. I said, I don't know how to pray that. And so she never sent me a prayer. And I still to this day, I believe in God that she's not going to have any damage from it, but I don't know how to pray because that's strict and total disobedience. You can't. When God says, don't you know that ye yourselves are God's temple, that God's spirit lives within you, and if you destroy God's temple, he will destroy you. That's New Testament. When he says that, he's not joking around about that. And so he's letting you know that if there's certain things if you destroy the temple with, that it's going to be bad for you. And so if you start taking poison, and all of a sudden you say, well, God, I drank this poison on purpose, but I want you not to kill me now because I've drunk the poison. I mean, it's one of those things. Where does God draw that line? I mean, he is omnipresent. He could do it. He could provide a miracle to you. But then his question, I guess, to you, and I don't know if he would say this or not because I'm speculating, obviously, is, well, are you going to drink more poison? Are you going to do it again? How many times do you want me to pull you out of this ditch? How many times are you not going to listen to me? You know, we saw that with ancient Israel. They wouldn't stop sacrificing their children to Baal,
yeah,
or Moloch or Asherah. And he kept warning them over and over and over, and he kept pulling them out of the ditch, pulling them out of the ditch for hundreds of years. Finally, he had enough. In fact, if you read in the book of Deuteronomy, he tells Joshua, he goes, I know they're not going to listen to me. And I know they're going to go back to these idols. And I know they're going to continue to do this. And I know they're going to get scattered. I know they're going to break their covenant with me. And he told Joshua that was going to happen, and it did. And see, this is what we have to understand. God is a omnipresent being that's got emotions. And I'm going to say that. I'm not blaspheming here. You can read the Old Testament. God is an omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent being that has emotions. It is best to walk circumspectly with him and to pray to him and to ask him to guide you and direct you and to try to do what he says. Now, should we continue to willfully sin so that grace may increase? The Bible says, no, we've died to sin. How can we live it any longer? Here's the point. If we do sin and we do things that we know we shouldn't do, like Paul talks about in Romans, at that point in time, God's grace is sufficient for us. But we have to ask ourselves a question. You know, does God want us to do it? It says in the book of 1 John, it says, if we love him, we'll do what he said and we'll obey his commands. So here's the thing, guys. Do you really want to test God? It's best to walk circumspectly with him. Israel, ancient Israel, tested God over and over and over by killing their own children in the fires of Baal and Moloch. They would take these statues and hollow out the back of them, of Baal and Moloch, and they would put a fire inside the statues. The entire statue would glow red. And they would take the baby on the front of the arms of the statue, and the entire arms were glowing red, and they would put their babies, their living children, after they'd had an orgy 9 months earlier, and these children were born, they'd put these children on the statue on these arms, and the baby would be cooked to death, and they would play drums to stop, so they would not have to hear the screaming of the infants. This is Baal and Moloch worship, guys. You say, well, that's horrible. Well, what do you think you do with partial birth abortion, boys and girls? What do you think that's all about? It's all the same type of worship. And see, this is what we have to understand. You know, we can't be provoking God. Like I said, he is an omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent being that basically has emotions. We're created in his image. You know, it's like having a daddy who gets mad at you. You don't want to do that. Just do what he says. And so when God does not want you going out there and doing things that are going to harm you. You know, just the same thing I used to do. You know, I've done thousands and thousands of talk shows back in the 80s and the 90s on the top 10 foods never to eat, the top 10 foods the globalists are giving you to kill you. And I've talked about it in depth at seminars. It's over a million people. And I wanted people to understand that there's certain things out there that are just unhealthy. The same thing is true. If you know this vaccine has a huge death rate associated with it, and more people have died in the last 6, 8, 9 months than have in the past 100 years with the VAERS research that's been done, you know, maybe you don't need to take this stuff. Maybe it's that bad. And if you do get stuck doing it, you have to do it, which you don't have to. You can't be, unless they're going to hold you down, which I don't think they will. You may, if you're going to lose your job or whatever, then make sure you take what you have to with vitamin E, N-acetylcysteine, HGH stimulate, nitric oxide, you know, good high quality multiple powder, you know, potassium iodine, vitamin D3, K2. Take supplements that are going to really, really increase your immune system to help you fight off all the stuff that could happen to you. Because remember, if you can't produce antibodies against spike proteins, and a cold is a spike protein, the flu is a spike protein, then if you come down with something because your body's immune system is weakened, there's a high probability you're going to die from it. And they're going to blame all of us on that. They say, oh, the people, the unvaxxed ones, they caused all of this. No, we didn't. The people who got vaccinated caused it to themselves. And the government has done this. This is Klaus Schwab. By 2030, you'll own nothing. You'll own nothing and you'll love it. You know, he's a sicko.
And Ted, how are they going to take our houses and our cars from us? What do you think that day will look like?
Well, what's going to happen is they're going to come to you and they're going to say, look, here's the deal. You're helplessly in debt. You know, you got a 40-year mortgage. You can't pay the payments on it. We'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to let you make payments to us. We're going to take the mortgage. You stay where you are, and basically we're going to own your house. And you're going to basically be a tenant, you know, how should I say, a serf, you know, a slave worker, tenant farmer, whatever you want to be, and you're going to work for us. But remember, they're planning on reducing the population of the planet down to 500 billion, which the Kabbalists believe – that, you know, there are about 200,000 of those guys, by the way, on the planet, that they're each going to get about, you know, 2,500 slaves each. That's what they actually say this crap, if you believe it, which is about half a billion, about 500 million people on the planet. So this is the group that runs the planet. They really want to enslave everybody and turn everybody into just like this slave race of drones. And like kind of like they had, you know, during the serf days back, you know, in the 1400s, 1300s, 1200s, where they have the lords and the masters and all the serfs. And if you're not a nobleman, a bloodline family, whose bloodline's probably from Lucifer, if you're not that bloodline family, then you can't basically be a ruler or a king. You have to be a nobleman. If you're not, you know, you'll basically be a slave. And that, remember, if you ever watched that movie Rob Roy, it's a really good movie.
I've not seen it.
Oh my gosh, it's a phenomenal movie. And this guy basically gets defrauded. They steal a bunch of money from him, and this lord, this nobleman, sees him on the street and, you know, instead has him arrested and tied up and dragged him. And he goes, "I didn't do this. I didn't do this. This is a lie." And it was a lie. And the guy goes, "Hang him from the bridge." That was it. There was no trial. There was no trial. It was hang him from the bridge. And you know, and it stars Liam Neeson. It's a great movie. Great movie. Got some pretty rough scenes. I don't know where it came for kids, but it's a great movie. And what ended up happening is they would just go around killing people because they thought it was time to kill them. There wasn't any jury by your peers. You know, they weren't sovereign citizens. They were serfs. They were slaves. And that's exactly what they want us back to. They want us back to that feudal system, and because that way they can control us better. That way, if they want to come in and have their night with your wife, they can do that, or anything else they want to do. They don't care. You know, they used to do that all the time, the night with the wife, the first or the marriage night. They would come in and take the wife, the bride. I mean, sick things like that. And this is the kind of people they are, because these people have no empathy or sympathy, and they claim to be the benign Elohim, the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen, sons of Lucifer, prodigy of Cain. They that's what they claim. And they want to rebuild a third temple, take the spear of destiny, and pierce the Antichrist, not kill him, just shed his blood, you know, and bring him out on the temple steps to declare himself God. That's what the Bible says is going to happen. It says the Antichrist is going to come out on the temple steps to declare himself God. And see, this is what they're trying to fulfill with prophecy. And this group runs the planet, have run the planet for thousands and thousands of years since the ancient Canaanite religions. That's why the Bible says they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. It goes all the way back to Noah, way before Abraham and the gang showed up, you know, and the Jewish people were formed, way before that. This is the ancient Canaanite religions that were taught to the people after the flood by the doggone fallen angels to feed these entities, apparently, on the other side of the veil, the energy from light photons from human beings when they're being sacrificed. These are sick people, Dave, and this is what they do.
Yeah, this is all Genesis 6, too. I mean,
it's all Genesis chapter 6. It's Genesis 6 and the book of Enoch. And we got to understand this, guys. It's so important to understand that we have had this going on this planet for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, way before Jesus came. This has been going on. See, they don't want to bring us into a new world order, Dave. They want to take us back to the old world order. They want to take us back to the pre-Roman days. They want to take us back to when people could be crucified on crosses and basically be strung up on the streets for no reason whatsoever. Where they have orgies everywhere and sexual parties everywhere and orgies, and these children are being sacrificed to Baal freely on these statues like they did back in Solomon's day. They want to take us back to that. This is not the new world order. It's the old world order resurrecting its head. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus Christ came, he said in the Lord's Prayer, "And deliver us from the evil one." Okay, that's what it says. So he delivered us from the evil one 2,000 years ago, and Christianity had its upsurges, this swing through Jesus, and this old world order of basically Baal, Moloch, and Asherah, and all these different gods and these human sacrifices were pushed into the dark corners of the shadows of the recess of the society. They don't want it that. They want it back out in the open like they had before. There's no such thing as a new world order. It is the old world order. Back in the old world order in Genesis chapter 6, they controlled the energy fields of the planet probably through pyramids and through magnetic ley lines. And when that whole system fell apart with the old world order, when God pulled the continents apart, these transmitters that are called pyramids, they were turned off. They no longer had the energy field controlling the planet, and basically their entire structure was destroyed. People are always saying, you know, are they going to have nuclear weapons? They don't need nuclear weapons. They don't want nuclear weapons. They don't want to destroy the 5G, 6G systems they're putting up. They don't want that. Now, conventional warfare, absolutely. Coming in, you know, with Spetsnaz troops, Chinese troops, house to house in America, yeah, they'll do that too. They will if they get a chance, because they don't want the United States to stand, because the United States was the last bastion of freedom. It was the last bastion of Christianity. That's why they're so against Christians and white people. You can talk all you want about, you know, Muslims, all you want about, you know, Hindus, you know, or whatever. It doesn't make a difference. I got to rephrase that. You could say anything you want to say about Christians, but if you start picking any other groups, you can't talk about them. I misspoke on that. So Christians are the ones that are being targeted. That's what critical race theory is all about. Critical race theory is basically a group of people out there that are doing everything they possibly can to return us to the old world order.
And there goes the train to Auschwitz in the background, I hear.
Oh, God. That's what it sounds like.
Ted, we're going to let that train pass by, because we're going to step aside for a break for a second here. Ladies and gentlemen, again, we're brought to you by Health Masters, and you can hear Ted just make sidebar references to these wonderful observations and treatments about your health. I encourage you to go to healthmasters.com. They also have people there that can answer your question. The number is on screen. That's healthmasters.com. And you're saying, well, I got X wrong with me. Can Ted help me? Yeah. I've got Y wrong with me. Can Ted? Yeah. Yes. Yes. Go to healthmasters.com. And I'm telling you, you're going to want to stockpile, because when you're not able to get your just-in-time deliveries and you can't get your prescriptions, you better learn how to have converted to the same thing and probably much more safer treatment from natural medicine. Natural medicine. So where do you go? Healthmasters.com. Use the coupon code DAY5 to take 5% off. One of my greatest fears, in fact, we got this drill coming up on August 11th where the grid, cyber grid, is going to come down. And they say it's a simulation. I fear it's going to be a snap drill. And a snap drill means that the real thing happens after you were drilling it ahead of time. And we've seen that before in other false flag attacks. So I fear a snap drill. But even if we don't, if the government is worried enough about cyber grid takedown where you lose communication, you lose power, shouldn't you be worried about it too? This is why I've gone to a sat phone. I have a cell phone, and the sat phone, you go, must be expensive. No, I pay 1/4 the cost for my sat phone that I do for my cell phone. My satellite phone store is where you want to go. And I'm going to give you a number that's much more effective to call, because here's my fear. Okay, we live, 40 miles from Phoenix proper, 20 miles from the nearest suburb. We're pretty remote. But we go into Phoenix a lot. And I'm worried that one family member will be in one place, one will be in another, and then all of a sudden the grid pops. And how are you going to communicate? If you don't have a cell phone, how are you going to communicate? If you're in a remote canyon in the mountains and your car breaks down, your cell phone doesn't have coverage, how are you going to communicate? This is why I have a sat phone. So give them a call, 855-980-5830. That's 855-980-5830. 980-5830. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. Well, we're talking to Ted Brower from healthmasters.com. He's the founder, and I should say Dr. Ted Brower. Let's be upfront here about this and give the man the credentials he deserves. And Ted, you had told me a story before we went on the air, and I want to make sure that people hear this, because it's a warning not to go to protest movements. And I've been saying this ever since Trump was defeated. I said it is a setup. Tell people about your possibility of having attended January the 6th, and lead us to that scenario on how you avoided a problem.
Austin and I were going. We already had the flight set up. We already had the hotel set up. Uh-huh. And in about a week before we were to go, I spoke to another talk show host, and he says, Ted, you're going to get arrested if you go up there, or you're going to get killed, one of the two. And I said, really? He says, yeah, you're too high profile. He said, they don't want you up there if they want you. He said, and then what happened, Dave? So I prayed about it, and the Holy Spirit checked me not to go. I mean, we had everything was already set up. And I said, I called Austin up. I said, Austin, I'm getting a check on going up there. A check means like a small, still voice, right? You know, the Holy Spirit's leading you a certain way. You're kind of feeling your conscience is saying, hey, don't do this, right? And then, you know, a lot of people feel it's the Holy Spirit talking to you, which is what I feel it is. And I said, we're not going to do this. Something ain't right with this. You know, this is a setup. So we announced on the show like a week and a half out. We said, look, we decided not to do this. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that realize now that the FBI was involved directly with promoting and stoking up these people that have gone into these buildings that have been arrested now. Because the FBI has done this multiple times with these false flags. They've done it literally dozens and dozens of times. And so what ended up happening is, as soon as we said no, we're not going to go, the people online that wanted us to go up there for various nefarious reasons started slamming us on our website and saying things and sending us all these gosh awful emails. I mean, just filthy stuff, you know, trying to shame us into going. I didn't tell you that, Dave, earlier. And I told Austin, I said, ignore it. I said, for some reason, they really want us up there. And I said, we're not going. Not going to do it. Not going. Not going to have anything to do with this. This is going to be a setup. And sure, it ended up being that. So, guys, listen to his feet. And Dave's right. Be very careful what groups you associate with and who you hang out with, because a lot of these groups have been infiltrated by basically informants, FBI, and who knows, paid informants that may not be FBI. Now, I'm not saying that all FBI people are bad, because it's not true.
Their leadership, wait a minute, I'll say it, their leadership is bad.
Well, no, they're not, their leadership is bad. The individual agents aren't. It's like saying all cops are bad. They're not. You know, there are a lot of good people in the FBI. Not as many in the CIA, because that's just so covert of an operation. But the reality is there are a lot of good people in the armed forces, in the Air Force, in the Marines, in the Navy, especially the Marines. And so all these people are out there. They're like in the same boat we're in. I keep getting contacted by people. Sharon has an Instagram account. It's S.T. Brower. S-T-B-R-O-E-R. Okay. Sign up for the Instagram account. We have people from all over the world contacting us all the time, you know, and we have military personnel contacting us. We don't know what to do. They're going to force the vaccine on us. We don't want to take it. You know, we're going to resign our commissions. We're going to quit. We're going to get out. See, this is the problem that you run into when you allow a government bureaucracy to do what they want to do to you, whatever they want to do it. This is an experimental jab. It has never been tested properly, and the testing has basically now shown by all these people that have dropped dead that the thing's not safe. And see, here's the thing. They're always saying, well, you know, they didn't test it before they gave it to us. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I believe they tested it. I believe it tested. They tested it. It worked. Did exactly what they wanted it to do. It killed a bunch of people. I believe that's what the beta test was. And they knew when they rolled it out what it was going to do as far as with the spike proteins and the endothelial damage. They knew what it was going to do before they gave it out. I believe that. I believe that they're that corrupt and that nefarious at the highest levels. Because remember, our government is not run by our politicians. It's run by the international banking community and by the satanic groups that run the planet. They have got a lot of our government people basically blackmailed. Look at Jeffrey Epstein and the 1,000 elected officials that he had and appointed officials that he had all over the federal government, all over the world, that have been compromised on videotape by screwing young girls and doing drugs and having whores and all the other stuff that he was doing in his stupid apartments with these eyed wide shut parties that he was having up there in his mansion in New York. That was all being videotaped. This guy's sicko. He was Mossad, so it was just lame. And so let's put the pieces of that back together again. These are these secret societies using, government agencies and government groups, CIA, Mossad, MI6, to entrap people all over the world to force them to do what they want them to do. And never forget that. But Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine, and Robert Maxwell were all Mossad agents.
Well, they were all sent there to compromise politicians. There is no question.
That's right. Well, no, and you think about it for a second. Ghislaine Maxwell came out and said, now whether she's telling the truth or not, I don't know. These people lie about everything. Is that they also had videotape of Donald Trump. Now, she didn't say what the videotape was. I don't know what they have with it. But they sure have a whole bunch of pictures with her and Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. And those have all surfaced online. So is that all true or not? I don't know.
It would explain why Trump didn't invoke the Insurrection Act when everyone knows the election was stolen.
When Lindell went to the Oval Office before January the 20th, and it was basically thrown out. It was given like 30 seconds of Trump's time and was kicked out, told to talk to the attorneys, the White House attorneys. And, you know, Trump did not pardon one person from January the 6th. He could have issued a blanket pardon for everybody involved in January 6th, everybody. He could have done that. And then they could have – then anybody who had been charged, the pardon would have been effective for them. But he didn't do that. And he ran away. And so he, I personally believe, is deeply, deeply flawed and compromised. I really do. And I think they've got something on him. Because remember, Wilbur Ross back in
90- Listen, I hear you. There's things he hasn't done. I question. Hey, just as a point of curiosity, do you have any idea who murdered Ashley Babbitt and why?
You know, that's another thing Trump did. The other day he said, who killed Ashley Babbitt? He was president of the United States when Ashley Babbitt got killed. Okay? He knows who did it. Why is he asking who did it? Did they not tell him? Was he that big of a figurehead that he didn't even know in his own administration who killed Ashley Babbitt? I think personally it was probably one of the Secret Service guys. That's what I think. I don't know, but who knows? But the point is, you know, is Ashley Babbitt even dead? I believe she is, and my deepest condolences to the family if she is. I mean, all of this stuff is just psychops after psychops after psychops after psychops. They absolutely mess with your head. It's just a cluster bomb for the mind. You got to think about all these different things they're doing all the time. Why? Because they're constantly trying to confuse you. You know, they're trying to force you into a situation of learned helplessness where you just finally just give up and go, oh, I'm done. Just give me the stupid shot. I'm done. I don't want to deal with this anymore. See, that's what they're trying to do with all of this stuff. Now, do I think Ashley Babbitt got shot? Do I think there really was a person named Ashley Babbitt? Yes, I do. And I believe she got shot. I have absolutely no idea who did and why they've been making it such a secret about it. I don't know. I can tell you this. When that Pulse nightclub stuff happened in Orlando years ago, you know, it was that gay nightclub up there. You know, Austin and I went up there like a week later, and it was all barbed wired off and chain link fenced off and everything else off. And there were two cops that were sitting on one side. We tried to talk to them. They wouldn't talk to us. And there was another cop in a Dodge Ram truck with a motor running, diesel. And we walked up to him. He was on the other side of the building. And we walked up to him. We said, hey, Keto, what's going on here? And he goes, man, he goes, every single thing they've told you, everything they've told you about what happened here is a lie. Everything. So he said. And he said, it's all going to come out. Well, it never came out. None of it ever came out. And I think a lot of that was a false flag, and a lot of that was, again, crisis actors. And we see it over and over and over and over again. So who are all these people and these actors on these stages? I don't know. It's all about pushing that narrative that Otto Kahn talked about holding the earth by its axis and basically turning it any way they want to turn it to get their desired outcome, to basically bring back their serpent god. That's what they wanted to remember. They believe that their god's a snake in a tree. They believe that snake from the Garden of Eden basically is God, and they want to bring him back to basically be the Antichrist to rule and reign the planet. That's the goal here. So you think, well, these guys are nuts. They're crazy to even think that. Well, I agree with you. I think they're nuts too, but that's what they believe. The difference is they're willing to die for it, and they're willing to kill everybody else to do it. These people are a bunch of sickos, Dave.
No, you framed it, and you've got it. I agree with most of what you said. You and I never have complete agreement, but we're still friends. Isn't that amazing? Hey,
yeah, all the time.
Ted, you have a tremendous show, and I stand in awe of it. And I'm not saying that because we're friends. I've always admired your work, and I was aware of your work in natural health care before you called me that one day and introduced yourself. Tell people how they can follow your good work.
If you go to healthmasters.com, you can find a link directly to the talk show with all the archives. Or you just type in my name, just Ted Brower Talk Show, Global Star. It'll pop right up there too. But it's easier to go to Health Masters, just scroll down the page and say, click on archive shows. Every single show has a description of what we talked about that day. So if it's something that doesn't interest you, don't listen to it. If something interests you, listen to it. But they're all pretty intense. This last week we had some really, really intense ones. We always have a lot of intense ones. So if you guys really don't want a truth barrage like I gave you today, you probably don't need to listen to the show. Be honest with you, because I don't play any games. Again, you may not agree with me. You may agree with part of what you hear. But a lot of this stuff goes back to a lot of things that we were taught, basically in churches, that are lies. Okay, yeah. A lot of it.
Yeah,
I'm a Christian.
I went through that.
I'm a Christian. My first thing, my whole thing is about serving the Most High God, the Great I Am. Jesus. But the reality is that a lot of churches don't promote that anymore because they've been compromised from the Johnson Amendment we talked about on the show before.
Yeah, we have. And basically, that's the 501c3. And
that's right.
We went through that in a church I was attending where we were told to submit to the leaders. He may not be God's man or godly man, but he's God's man, and you must submit. And there were no qualifiers. I go, whoa, wait a minute. A choice between God's law and man's law? And I'm not hearing a pastor say which way to go? That's really, really bad. Hey, I forgot to mention something, Ted. And that was the coupon code. Here, when you go to healthmasters.com, you're not going to pay the public price. You're going to be able to take 5% off of what you do with the coupon code DAVE5. And we also have an ad for Healthmasters up on our website that I think everyone would say, hey, this is really good. And why am I pushing this so hard? Because I really believe we're going to have a supply chain problem and you're not going to be able to get your meds. And you can always get Healthmasters and stock up ahead of time, ahead of the catastrophe. Ted, my friend, we are flat out of time. As always, always exciting to have you on, and continued good work, my friend.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks so much for having me on, my friend.
Thank you.